The From the Hip Podcast presents the Ice Storm Trilogy. And now, here's part one.
On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. It's Sunday morning. I'm about to step on a sidewalk. I'd like to give you the scene right now. It is actually a very peaceful Sunday morning. 8 a.m. And usually I leave my walks for later in the day, after work. I'm trying something different now. I'm going to go for a walk early. And we just are recovering from an ice storm. We had a late season ice storm. And it started melting yesterday like crazy. Here's a sidewalk. Some snow. Lots of it's gone though. And it came down by surprise. It was just basically snow, but it was right around the freezing temperature, and it started to get colder, and everything got covered in ice. And then a lot more snow fell, basically, for almost 2 days. The snow was all gone. Now she's back, but melting away. Most of the roads, main roads, are bare now. Side roads where I live was ice, so I went for a walk yesterday and everything was flowing because it was melting so fast. My runners got wet. But I think the thing with exercise, at least for me, I feel that something I want to get done and over with early. And I was thinking about it. Exercise is so good for you. There's no doubt. No one can claim that exercise is not good for you. And you always feel like a prince after. You feel like king of the world, the king of your domain. I often said, I've never, ever regretted going for exercise. I've always felt fantastic after. But we hate doing it. Just knowing we got to go exercise all day, and the battle we face, you know, thinking, oh, of the many excuses that we try to make up, or we don't even try it, they just happen. The 101 reasons why we shouldn't exercise always happen. They always come up. At least for me, anyway. And I go through cycles. If you get it done early in the day, then you could kind of chill the rest of the day. You don't have to put so many resources to that struggle. By you, I'm saying me. I don't know. Maybe you aren't like me. Maybe you are the next America's Top Fitness Model. Well, I am definitely not. Let me tell you. Let me share with you what happened. Back in September, I was going to my regularly scheduled old-timers soccer fun day, fun nights, 3 times a week. A heck of a good exercise. Almost 2 hours of running around chasing a leather-bound ball with your friends, your older friends. Let's not deny it. The age is up there. Anyway, I was going along just splendidly. It was helping in so many ways. Okay, I have to navigate this ice here. Hold on. All right. And you know, it seemed life was good. Life was normal. It's going along perfectly. Until somebody carelessly runs into my planted right knee from the side. So if you get hit on the knee while your leg is in the air, that could be bad too. But when it's planted, there's only one way for that knee to go when you get hit from the side. So if you can imagine my knee kind of bending inward, I don't know how much, but I felt a pinch. I continued playing. I really didn't think anything was wrong until about 5 minutes later. I just kind of felt a tightness. The knee was tensing up. I had to leave early. I had to go. I just couldn't go on anymore playing. So I went home thinking, oh, I just got banged. I've been banged a little bit around before. Probably a lot, now that you think about it. And I was thinking, give it a few days, it's going to be okay. Well, it didn't get okay. And I kept giving it time, went to the chiropractor. He says, you know what, mobility's pretty good here, but I can't rule anything out, but it doesn't seem to be any damage. Well, I kept hoping against hope that it would get better. You probably know where this is going. It didn't get better. So I went to my GP, and I had gone to him before, general practitioner, doctor. And he says, you know what, give it another 2 weeks. If it's still sore, come back. Well, it was still sore. It was doing some really funky things, especially when I got into the passenger seat of a car. If I would push off to sit inside, it would kind of slip and catch. And so I didn't go back for... I'm a fool, okay? I'm a Sunday morning walking Hungarian old-timer soccer fool. I didn't go back. I waited probably another month or two. I finally said, you know, this is it. It's not working. I went to see somebody else, another chiropractor. And he was kind of baffled because he didn't think it was going to be bad either. And then... finally, I went to the GP because he's got the power to request an MRI. And we ended up getting the MRI. He got me in really quick. Like, we're talking, normally takes months to get an MRI unless you're an NFL athlete here, or CFL if you're Canadian. I get an MRI. A week later, get the results. I've got a torn meniscus. I shouldn't be that surprised. I mean, my mobility is horrible. I can't literally do a lunge. I can't do a squat. And then it's locking up every once in a while, even like walking up the stairs. I've got no faith in the knee, you know? It's so unstable that you don't believe that it could handle any kind of weight and things like that. So now I get a torn meniscus. I've had it for a long time, ever since that injury. And the only thing I can do is walk. I can ride a bike too. Although with the ice storm, I cannot ride a bike, can I? So now I have to wait. And riding a bike in the gym just sucks. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter what's in front of you, what you can watch, what scenery you could watch, TV or young, fresh, not yet ruined by society females, forgive me, but riding your bike inside sucks. So now this ice storm has delayed riding again for probably another week or two, and all I can do is walk. That's what has me here today. But at least I'm walking. And at least you're still listening to the From the Hip podcast with Albert Athazi. And you keep me going.